The Origin of Humanity. This is M. Noor bringing you this segment of A New World's Black Empowerment Lecture Series. Early one morning in a valley in the savannah regions of northern Chad, a baby was born. This was no ordinary baby. It was distinctly different from its mother and from its father. As it grew up, this baby was able to invent new games for the children to play and new songs for them to sing. When he became a man, he was more successful as a hunter than his contemporaries because he was able to design and improve upon technologies for securing more food for his family and the village. Greetings of Hetepu, or peace. I am M. Noor, and the story we have just begun is not mythical speculation, it is real. And it took place nearly 7 million years ago. This child, now called Tome, which is from the Goran language for hope of life, and its time denotes a pivotal point in the evolution of our human family. And very soon, you'll be able to see why. Over the past 35 years, most historians, anthropologists, and archaeologists believed and taught authoritatively that modern man's earliest ancestors began and developed along the east coast of Africa. However, startling new evidence has been uncovered that now places a much earlier time and much more evolved human types existing in Central Africa, not in East Africa. This finding of Tome was so revolutionary that it left most scientists without a model of human development, or at best, with a fractured idea of how man really evolved. Over two parts, I will share with you my insights on how things actually unfolded. It represents a story of man that is not affected by recent discoveries or revelations because it doesn't presume to dictate where man began or when. In other words, this theory doesn't try to extrapolate man's first appearance based on scant, incomplete data. Rather, it merely attempts to chronicle how man subsequently developed and interacted with himself and his environment. And then we follow the evidence to attain a more rational understanding of how we came to be who we are today. This is knowledge that all intelligent people need to know. We need to know as much about our origins. Unfortunately, most of us don't, because most of the information provided is confusing at best. Again, this story begins in the lake region of northern Chad in 2001. There, a team of African archaeologists uncovered a most unusual set of bones, the jaw and cranial section of some form of animal. At first glance, they likely thought it to be of two different animals. For instance, in the upper cranial portion, or the upper head region, it looked to be from a very early form of man called Australopithecus. These early beings, thought to have lived around 5 million to around 1.6 million years ago, did live throughout the African domain. The lower jaw section they found was an even more dramatic find. In fact, it was not typical of any Australopithecine or any other type of hominid known to exist at that time. Rather, it was more akin to a type of man they hadn't believed would even come into existence for another 3 to 4 million years. That type was the hominid we now call Homo habilis. This is the end of the free preview. We hope you enjoyed the knowledge it provided. What you've just heard represents only a small fraction of what's contained in the full-length version, so we strongly encourage you to check it out. If you would like to purchase the full-length version of the lecture, simply go to our online marketplace. There you can simply click on this or other lecture titles. Again, we have deliberately kept the cost of each lecture very low so as to encourage your direct support. That support is needed so that we can continue to inform, inspire, and enlighten the people of destiny. And if you feel there is some way we can improve on our service to the community, please drop us an email with your suggestion. You can send that email to info.lecture@anew-world.com. That's info.lec@anew-world.com. For now, this is M. Newell for the entire Anew World family saying in the words of our ancient mothers and fathers and those of later cultures, Akhotep, Shalom Aleichem, Assalamu Alaikum, may you go in peace.